Seance E4.
This seance was recorded on December 1st, 1962. Medium is the threat.
Communicator Rudolph Valentino.
Most that is good for our evolution. People always want everything every happiness, only have happiness, only want all which is good. These things are nice, but we very seldom learn from the nice things, often from the bad things do we learn most. We must not be afraid. So many people are afraid. One should not have fear, for fear is probably the greatest barrier of all towards evolution and to finding the path of true happiness. One must not be afraid. One should never be afraid for whatever what may happen to one. It is not necessarily always bad, even when it seems bad. From it we learn something that is necessary for our evolution. All the things that people concern themselves with most sometimes are the most unimportant things. One should concern oneself with the things that are fundamentally good, the things that will not die, that part of us that is indestructible. People are so concerned with so many things which are unimportant. The thing is to know what is good and what is important and to cling to that and to develop those things which we know we can bring with us from the earth, those things which are essentially of God. We lose the path so easily on earth. We run after all the things that bring us momentarily happiness, but which in themselves are fleeting things. We are like children, you know, that we have toys for a moment we treasure and then we discard them, we lose interest in them. We must learn to understand and appreciate what are the right things and cling to those things and know that in those things we find our true selves and our true evolution and development and happiness and consequence. People are always concerned with the wrong things. We must learn to be more understanding, more kind, more forgiving, and to forget ourselves in love and in service. In that we find true happiness. So that people are concerned with self. As soon as one begins to forget self, one begins to find true happiness. One learns from these things what living means. So many people are so wrapped up in themselves, they have no time for anyone else, no time for anything that really matters. They are running after all the things that are illusion. The realities of life are to be found by forgetting yourself, and in forgetting yourself you will begin to find yourself in consequence. The real self, if only people understood, within themselves is the power to overcome all things, and within themselves is the power to do everything, everything. There's nothing impossible to achieve if you have faith and the realization of the power within yourself. You sometimes you say this and you say that, you want this and you want that. If these things are good for you and you have faith in these things, that you will do the right thing when you have them, they will come to you eventually. You must have faith, but you must always know that if you achieve through faith these things, that there are things that are given to you or are lent to you to do good with and to help others and to bring comfort and happiness to others. To live selfishly is futile. It only brings unhappiness. I know you won't live like that, but there are many people that do live like that. They live very much self lives, lives given to self. That is the tragedy of so many people. They are content to live themselves to themselves, you know, not to share anything with anyone. Don't you do be inspired to do all that is good for all people at all times, to give up self, to forget self, and to love all people and to help all people wherever it is possible. I must go. Goodbye.
Goodbye.